One of the board's biggest concerns is Governor Walker's plan to apply the state's nursing home bed tax to the state veterans' homes. WDVA board member Marv Friedman says in all previous budgets, the tax was waived.
To eliminate that waiver would essentially be to the detriment of residents because we would be forced to pass on that tax, which for private pay residents would amount to approximately $2,200 a year.
The board also opposes the governor's plan to privatize the proposed new veterans home in Chippewa Falls without first doing a cost-benefit analysis. Board member David Betcher says the state's two existing homes already have higher quality care ratings than most private nursing homes.
The only opponents that have been there to this veterans home being built in Chippewa Falls is the private industry in that area. And now we're suddenly going to hand the home over to them. So we wanted to make sure that if we're going to privatize, that it be for a good reason, not just because someone wrote it into a budget.
And the Veterans Board is also calling for changes in the plan for separating the UW-Madison campus from the rest of the university system. Betcher says as it's currently written, the plan allows the campus to avoid complying with the state GI Bill that provides free tuition to qualifying veterans.
We don't think it's right that veterans in Wisconsin be denied access to the best college in the state just because someone doesn't like the idea that they don't have to pay as much.
The board will be sending their budget change proposals to the Joint Finance Committee before the end of the week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.